WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button on the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Did anyone tell Miami there's football tonight?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
I think the Bills are just happy to be in a warm climate. I'm going to be real.
Because offensively and defensively, they're not doing great.
They're not cooking with gas. I'll say that they're not.
It seems like they've been. Never mind. I'm not gonna make a joke. Anyway, you tweet us at Wild Talk Radio at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive. Where it's September, you can subscribe for free, or subscribe for cheaper. Should say 25% off, and apparently it's a bit thing and whatever. It's September, do the thing, all a month long, because Twitch likes to do things.
You know, they try to lessen the hurt of jacking the price by offering a sale.
Exactly, yeah. That's a good way to
put it.
To put it, yes.
But we have stuff to get into tonight. We have news. We have notes. We have a discussion. We're going to be talking about Raw going back to 2 hours. The interesting development that happened this week.
Yeah, no one saw it coming, and it just sort of was like, oh, hey. We're moving back to 2 hours. What does it mean? We'll talk about it at the back end of the show.
So I say we don't waste any time and we get right into the news, brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. We have a bunch of re-signings for WWE.
It's new contract season. It's new contract season. I've been saying this forever. It's new contract season. Everyone's getting them.
But we love this for these people. You know, it's great. You want people to get, you know, resigned and all that good happy stuff. So you like seeing people keep their jobs. So I'm just going to read the names because it's going to be easier that way. Shayna Baszler, Cedric Alexander, and Sheamus have all re-signed brand new deals with WWE. In addition to them, Hall of Famer Jacqueline Moore revealed that she has also signed a Legends deal. So congratulations to her. Well deserved.
So they got Jackie this week. Last week they had Victoria signed. Sheamus resigning, not no real surprise. Shayna resigning, no real surprise. Cedric resigning, I guess.
That's an interesting one.
It's an interesting one. I think it probably happened right before he moved back down to NXT, which would make the most sense. And he's getting a fresh start down there. I thought he would have tested free agency, but I guess he decided, hey, I'd rather keep collecting it to WWE paycheck than try to go elsewhere and be another name on it. On another roster, because it's interesting. There's a lot of places to work. There's TNA, but the TNA is not going to pay you the WWE rate, but there's the TNA WWE relationship going on, so that's a spot for some people. There's AEW, but AEW signs a lot of people and they spend a lot of money, and not everyone gets the TV time where they get to say hi guys, and like some people. And even their signings don't always hit television and stay on television. So there's only a certain amount of spots that you can get. And with AEW looking to sign other talent, which is why Cedric's a really surprising one, who from a group he was a part of. Kind of interesting that he decided, you know, maybe we'll stick around in WWE. And I think he signed a couple months ago, but the word just got out. So it may have been before guys like Bobby Lashley and MVP decided to not re-sign with WWE or were not having their contracts renewed, that he signed the dotted line and maybe he made a mistake. Maybe I should have let it lapse or whatever. But he's now down in the NXT. He's thriving down there a little bit, so that's good for him. But
maybe that was part of like the deal, was he gets to go down in NXT and kind of reinvent himself, so to speak.
I mean, it's worked for Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin got a new lease on life down in NXT, and it's got him back on the main roster doing stuff with Apollo Crews. But cool that Jackie got signed, which means she'll get video game. She'll be part of the next video game. She'll probably get some action figures, some merch probably down the line. So that's another name good to have under a contract, just to license material for. So good signings and a good Legends deal signing. I think we'll probably see more women kind of get these contracts. We've got Victoria and Jackie. I would assume others from that era may start getting contracts like that too.
It could be, yeah. I mean, it would be good. It would be nice to see more of them get into the games and kind of get the recognition that they deserve, because especially like women, like even though she's in the Hall of Fame, like Jackie and Victoria, they kind of like came in or were in a weird era where the women were kind of thought of but not really, and they sort of went into that whole Divas era. Like they were part of that height up until they went into the Divas era, and the Divas era happened, and like that's all anybody remembers is that last part. So it would be cool to see them get their due.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna hear Ivory's name probably here in the near future. I would hope they strike some sort of deal for her.
That would be cool, yeah.
Because she kind of fits that era. Yeah, I mean,
I'm down
for it. Another name I thought of, but they probably won't do it, is Sable. I don't think they'll ever sign a deal with her, especially with everything that happened with her husband. But from a licensing standpoint, she would be an interesting nostalgia contract to give out, because there's a lot of marketing you could have done with her from her, you know, Attitude Era past that could work.
I think it depends largely on if she wants or needs the money.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And they don't need the money, and she doesn't need the money or anything like that. But
no,
if I'm looking for specific things that WWE would kind of want to market from that era, she would be a name to sort of look at and go, huh, maybe they'll do something with her. Another name is Tori Wilson. I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't get some sort of nostalgia contracts so they can market figures for her or put her in the video games and stuff like that. It's just stuff to keep your eyes on.
Yeah. They've kept good relations with Tori Wilson.
Yeah. Her and Stacey.
Another one might be.
If they've kept good relations with both of them, it's whether they want, they need the money or want, you know, action figures or video game licensing and whatever.
Kind of go after more of those, again, the legacy talents, bring them in, give them their due to the thing.
Yeah. You got, because there's only so many people you can just see sort of recycle and make product for. So getting different people signed gives them new opportunities for the video game and merch and figures and stuff like that. Because once you run through a lot of the names, it's hard to keep, hey, it's the same person. And Yeah.
So we'll see, but good for Jackie, and we'll see who else follows up after her, because they're up to something. They have what we call a plan.
There is a plan to do something. What is that plan is, we don't know, but there's a plan to do something.
So let's see how they enact this plan. In other news this week, I didn't see the internet screaming about this too much, but I heard there might have been screaming about this. The PWI list came out, the PWI 500 came out, and while sitting at the top of the men's list is none other than one Cody Rhodes.
I mean, since it goes from like July, I believe it goes July to July, or no, August 1st to July 31st. So yes, Cody being on top, him finishing his story, him pretty much being undefeated in that time period makes the most sense. The other men in the top five were Swerve, Ospreay, Rollins, and Naito. I mean,
that's
Swerve,
fair. That's
good. Swerve had a good year. He became world champion towards the end of the countdown for this. But Cody's the guy, and it made the most sense. The internet really didn't go too crazy about it. And Swerve jumped like 100 spots. I think he was like in 112 or something. So he jumped over 100 spots in a year. That's pretty good.
I mean, that's pretty great.
Yeah. And if you take this list seriously, you take it seriously. But for Cody, this was like something he wanted. He wanted to be number one on there. And he said it years ago. Like, he wants to be the guy. And, you know, he grew up with the PWI 500. So, of course, being number one for him, huge deal. So there you go.
There you go. So the last one is not so happy news. It's kind of a follow-up from last week where we were talking. The Nikki Bella situation has progressed. If you don't know what we're talking about, a week or so ago, police were called to Nikki Bella's residence where her husband was arrested on domestic battery charges. And the two have since separated after that for obvious reasons. And no real surprise to anyone, Nikki is pursuing divorce from Artem and looking to get out of what I'm sure is a horrendous situation for her. She's also, from what I understand, pursuing, I believe, sole custody of their son.
I have not heard any specifics of the deal.
I know she's pursuing a specific level of custody.
Which is the right move.
Yeah. But... yeah, this is a sad ending to this, what was the fairy tale love story for Nikki and Artem, because it's like, especially after like John Cena and everything that happened, you know, everybody was like, we just want Nikki to be happy. And we thought that she'd found that with Artem, you know, and unfortunately that's not the case, which is terribly sad.
It's not the case. It is sad. But apparently it's not the first time that they've got it. There's a lot of yelling involved in the relationship, a lot of fighting. They've been to marriage counseling. It's not, the people aren't surprised, we'll put it that way, that it led to this in terms of divorce, not the actual domestic violence stuff, but divorce.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I was actually surprised because I don't know anything about their relationship. I don't really follow it that much. You know, it's kind of like their life is their life and they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So this was like actually very shocking to me that it's like the police got called and he got arrested. It's like, oh crap, what's been going on?
And then you learn things after an incident like this.
Yeah, so it's sad because it's like all Nikki wanted was to be happy, and we thought that maybe she had found that she had found the love and the commitment that she wanted, because like that was the whole storyline on Total Divas and Total Bellas, was Nikki Bella trying to find her happily ever after. And as we learned, John Cena, you know, that's, they did not want the same things.
Yeah.
Cena had his idea for his future, Nikki had her idea for the future, and it just didn't line up. And in the end, they walked away from the relationship, which was probably a very smart thing to do. And they pursued their own paths. And as far as I know, Cena is happily married. I don't know, but we all thought Nikki was happily married, and I guess apparently not.
Apparently not.
So I hope it works out for her. I hope it works out for their family. I hope everybody's, you know, comes out okay in the end. Because that's all you can want in this situation.
Indeed.
So moving on to AEW, Sanjay Dutt had to go on, undergo reverse total shoulder replacement surgery. That just, sounds painful. That,
like, there's replacements. What's reverse total shoulder surgery? I just...
Do they put it back?
I don't, do I they don't like, know.
Wait, I have to Google this. We're going to live Google medical advice on air, because I'm just very curious about, like...
It's like, you go replacement, you get that, but that's like, I've never heard of...
Okay, so
go ahead.
A conventional shoulder replacement device mimics the normal anatomy of the shoulder. A plastic cup is fitted into the shoulder socket, and a metal ball is attached to the top of the upper arm bone. In a reverse total shoulder replacement, the socket and metal ball are switched. The metal ball is fixed to the socket, and a plastic cup is fixed to the upper end of the humerus.
It just sounds really entirely painful.
So he had the shoulder replacement, and now he's getting it changed? Is that what I'm understanding? Or is he getting his shoulder replaced, and they're doing the reverse procedure?
They're doing the reverse procedure. It's bad in a certain, in a different way than a normal shoulder would be.
I mean, yeah, because we all know the stuff you gotta do. I mean, it makes sense that the ball is attached to the arm.
Yeah, it's just done the opposite. That makes way. Yeah, makes sense.
Like, but it's attached to like the actual arm, and then the cup is on your shoulder, like you're on your whatever your whatchamacallit.
Yes.
Your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But good luck to him. I hope it heals. That sounds painful and awkward. In other news. Access TV announced today that TNA star Eric Young will be hosting the network's original series Vinyl Obsession, which returns for season 2 on Sunday, October 6th at 10:30 p.m.
Off the Hook Extreme. Oh, wait. Good for
him. He's back.
He's back. Eric Young is back doing TV. He's great on television. He does podcasts. He does TV. He's great in those roles. As we talked to him many years ago. Many years ago. Off the Hook Extreme. He's amazing in those roles. He's funny. He's charismatic. He knows his shit. Yeah.
I still like the fishing show. I thought the fishing show was so good. Like, yeah, he just has that type of personality that it just works. Like, he will have a career after wrestling doing stuff like that if he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just has the gift for it. He is a natural born kind of, like, he can be serious or he can kind of be a goofball. It's really what he wants to do. So we'll see. But congratulations to him.
Very much congratulations. Speaking of congratulations.
Yes, to Neil Dashwood and Michael Reles, better known as Emma and Riddick Moss, announced on social media that they will be parents for the first time next year. She's expected to give birth sometime in 2025. So congratulations to them. That's very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting for the two of them. I think that's something they wanted, and, you know, good for them.
I'm trying to remember, did they get married or are they still engaged? I'm not judging. I'm not judging.
I believe they're married.
Because I never heard about a wedding. Or if we did, I don't remember talking about it.
I believe they're married.
I mean, no judgment if they're not. Like, no judgment.
No judgment. No, but I believe 97% sure that they're married.
So let's go.
Yeah. They got married earlier this year.
Ah, you believe?
Mm-hmm. I looked it up. 2024, they got married. So, congrats. So now they're starting their family. March 8th, they got married.
Good for them.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we did talk about it. We probably did.
It was during WrestleMania season. It's hard to remember things that happened during WrestleMania season.
Oh, we may not have talked about it then because it was WrestleMania season. Because we kind of like lit the news.
We probably covered it. It was a month before WrestleMania, but it was in that time period. So
yeah.
I assume we covered it.
We're going to hope that we did it anyway.
I believe we did. Anyway.
Anyway, that's it for the news. At least that's on the sheet, unless there's anything that we don't have on the sheet.
No, we're good.
All right. So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Raw moving back to 2 hours and what that means and where they go from here.
And yes, we did.
We did talk about it? Okay. Do you have all the old past sheets?
I do. I keep an archive.
Look at him, chat. Look at him. Look at him. Okay, anyway, so you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Fight, yeah, but now.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free. Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah.
welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Just a quick shout out to Tua on the Miami Dolphins. It looks like he took a really nasty hit, so hopefully he's going to be okay.
So he's been ruled out with a concussion. What's interesting is the person he ran into on the on that play, Damar Hamlin. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
for those who don't remember what happened to Damar Hamlin, he's the NFL player who a couple years ago almost died on the field from a hit.
I'm surprised he's still allowed to play.
He's completely healthy. He became a starter this year.
That's great for him. I love that for him. With that happening, yeah, where he almost died on the field, it was like, oh, God. I didn't know if they would let him play again after that.
No, he played last year on special teams in the backup role, and this year he made starter for the Bills. So
good for him.
Congrats to him.
Go him.
It's the strange circumstances that's who he runs into. And for Tua, has a long line of concussion history, so this just adds another one to the list.
I'm looking at the hit, and it's just the way his head just like, oh, yeah, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. So my timeline was like, oh no, Tua, oh no, Tua, oh no. I was like, what did I just miss? As we were talking Nikki Bell, I was like, what did I just miss from turning my head for 2 minutes? It's like, oh, that, I missed that. Like, okay. And there's prayers Tua. It's like, okay, things happen. So, yeah. Hopefully he's able to recover. He's got, now 10 days to make it to the next game, so hopefully things improve for his condition.
Yes, hopefully he's okay. Mm-hmm. And with that, we are going to move into our discussion, which is that it was announced this past week, or actually this week technically, but this past week, like Monday or Tuesday, I think on Monday on Raw.
During Raw.
That for the duration of the year until Raw goes over to Netflix, I believe starting in October?
October 7th.
That Raw will be going from 3 hours to 2 hours. Now, this is the stopgap period from when the contract with USA ends for the 3 hour slot, and they go to Netflix, which I believe is also a 3 hour slot.
Well, we'll get into it.
Maybe. We'll see. But you got the stuff, so break it down.
Okay, so what happened on Monday, everyone was like, oh my God, during Raw, I was like, hey, they're going back to 2 hours. So many were wondering how that came about. My assumption, and no one's going to tell you for sure what the deal is, but what is revealed is that it was a USA Network decision. Whether it's been known before this past week or whatever, no one knows for sure. I assume, this is just an assumption, when they negotiated the $25 million extension for October to the end of the year, through December, that WWE would probably cut back on time, because at some point USA has to move on from Raw. They are going to sign Raw after, what is it, 31 years being on cable, 26 of it being on USA Network, is finally going to end its run there. 26 years
insane.
26 years on one network in over 31 year period is nuts, because there was that 5 year gap between 2002 it was a 3 year gap, so it was like 29 years, because 2002 to 2005, I believe, that they were on Spike
when it was. Yeah,
I think it was.
Was
it five?
No, I think they were on Spike when I started watching. I don't think they were on USA when I started watching. They might have been, always remember Raw being on like the TNN and then later Spike, and then they went back to USA.
Was it 2000 then? It might have been 2000. Might have been 2000 to 2005. I think that may have been when it was. I think it was 5 years that they went,
because I remember when they moved.
Raw
TNN.
September 2000. Yeah. September 2000 to 2005. I knew there was a 5 year gap. It went to TNA. Yeah, it was right before. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Okay, so it was September of 2000 to 2005 that they went over, and then first 26 of those years they were on USA Network because it was Raw Home. Or, yeah, I remember like Raw Homecoming and all these things that made a big splash. So at some point it was bound to happen that they have to move on and create new content. In October for cable, in October usually is like, hey, we're gonna launch new series and stuff like that. And then September, October in the TV, the normal TV cycle is when they launch new things. So at some point they're gonna have to figure out what their Monday night lineup is gonna be, and to use Raw, they're gonna use Raw basically as a way to test out the new programming in terms of, hey, we're gonna use Raw's lead-in to build up a new program, whatever it may be. Because they're going to have to fill, which is smart, which if you think about it, it's been done for ages. Raw has helped a lot of programming on USA Network grow. Hell, Raw on TNN helped bring UFC to a more national spotlight with whatever the programming they were running after Raw. I forget the name of it, but WWE Raw led into that on TNN. And Spike, whatever you want to call it.
I want to say it was like the Ultimate Fighter, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ultimate Fighter. Yes, that's what it was. And it helped grow that.
I can't remember what I had for lunch, but I remember that shit.
Yeah, you remember that. Yeah, it's the little things. So that was kind of a thing that happened there. So they're going to use that to build it. Then there's the rumor, hey, SmackDown may go 3 hours. Maybe over time. Who knows? But it's going to be weird. Before we get into like what the future of it holds, going back to 2 hours is weird. And being from 8 to 10, that's the weirder thing.
I don't know how I feel about it, honestly.
I don't. I'm in such a routine like with the post-show where it's like forever. Raw ends at 11. Raw ends at 11. It's like 9 to 11 was Monday Night Raw. That's the staple of your existence watching Raw. 9 to 11. Then for the last 11, 12 years, it's been 8 to 11. If you think mm-hmm. about it that way. But still ending at 11. So ending at 10 is interesting. Ratings-wise, them cutting back the third hour will help the overall number, especially going up against football. It'll help the overall number. Because you won't have the drop-off you normally do with the third hour. Because there's always a drop. So the Raw rating should go up, all things considered, against football. Who knows? But it's just crazy that it's going to be off of 10, which means we're going to be live at 10, right after Raw ends, whether it's 10. Who knows if they get an overrun. They may get an overrun. Who knows? But for the 2 hours, we'll be live after 10, at 10 p.m. to talk about it. And then there's going to Netflix, which is the interesting thing. It is assumed that it'll be 3 hours again. But you don't know for sure because with Netflix, they have the flexibility to, well, 1 week, we'd only have enough for 2.5 hours. They could probably do 2.5 hours. There will be no really like time constraint, I guess is the best word for what you want to do with Raw, which will be interesting, because I think many people thought, okay, with 3 hours you can there's no longer this like, hey, it's 11, it has to be a hard cutoff, because you're really not, there's nothing that follows it, there's nothing before, there's nothing following, it's just a live streaming show, you know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Because like I said, I've always thought we could get 3 hours and 7 minutes of Raw, or 250 something of Raw, where it's like, which if you think about it makes for unpredictability.
It does
like not having the hard cutoff means, say, during WrestleMania season when you're trying to push all these big matches and big moments, you're not constricted to the hard cuts, the hard cutout, or the hard top of the hour cut. You can kind of free flow it a little bit. Because there will be commercials on Netflix. Just because...
Reasons.
They need to sell advertising.
But I don't...
And two, because Netflix is having an advertising tier now, so...
Yeah, you have to pay more to get out of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be as bad as like what it is now with the commercials and everything like that for standard television.
No,
it may be.
Because you'll have the flexibility to present it where you don't have to interrupt something with a commercial. You
can, yeah, because I think that's... Because
that's a lot with the television is picture in picture. We got to hit the break. Every 15 minutes, you got to hit the break in the thing. So you go picture in picture, or we'll be right back. will probably be some of that. Maybe it's up to the discretion of WWE and how they want to do it, because they could do cliffhanger. Hey, something happened. We go to break. Yada, yada, yada. Or they can do segment to segment. You get a full match and then boom, there's 5 minutes of commercials afterwards or whatever it turns out to be. There's a lot of flexibility probably coming because it's going to be a whole new way for them to do television.
They're going to have to learn. They're going to have to change. I mean, going back to the timing format, the one thing that will be really nice, and I will say the one thing that has kind of hurt Raw a little bit, but it's also helped it, is the fact that they lost the overrun. Where Raw used to have a little bit of like a 5 to 10 minute overrun, depending on what they were going to do. And so you always knew it was going to be like 11:05 or like 11:10 or whatever. And then that got cut off. Where it was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that anymore. It is the hard cut at 11 unless they get permission from USA to go over.
Which
and
has
so
been,
that will
which
be really...
Been, which has been very rare.
Yeah, it's been kind of a pain in the neck for them because they've pushed it. They will push it right up to 11 and then that's it. So it will be nice that they have that flexibility that they can go over if they need to or they can go under if they need to. I would say just as a viewer, just as someone who's going to be watching the product, it would be nice to know how long to typically expect it to be. So whether it's 2 hours, whether it's 2.5 hours, whether it's the 3 with an overrun, or just 3 in general, that would be good to know. That would be nice to go ahead and know in advance, especially for people like us who, you know, do a show right after it. Because it would be a huge headache from week to week to week to go, okay, all right, well, this week we don't have enough, so we're only going to go like 2 hours and 15 minutes. And then next week, well, we have way too much, so we're going to go like 3.5, you know, and those are extremes. But it's that kind of things where it's like, okay, all right, so we're going to format for, say, 2.5 hours. And then if we need to go up to 3, we can go up to 3. Because the one thing that has kind of happened under Endeavor's watch is that they have really, 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 really focused in on how WWE's events are handled, how they're timed, how they're being like presented to the public. Like the one thing that people kind of got like upset at WWE for was their PLEs and the fact that they changed the time of their PLEs to start earlier. And they're going to be a maximum of like 4 hours or 3 hours or whatever. Like there is an actual time limit on the PLE and it's consistent. They don't like vary in it. They're going to go about 4 hours max, unless it is like WrestleMania or SummerSlam or one of the big events. They're going to go like they're going to do that 4 hours. And so it's easy for like everybody involved to plan for that.
Yeah.
And deal with that and handle that. So I feel like for Raw, when it goes to Netflix, they will lock down that timing.
There'll be timing. We'll know like what it is, if it's going to be like a 3 hour. Like, I don't think it's going to be like a hard 3 hours. If it ends up short by a couple minutes, I don't think they don't have to press the like, you're not restricted to go 3 hours on the dot. If you go 2 hours and 55 minutes 1 week, then that's what you do. If you go 3 hours and 5 minutes 1 week, like, it's not going to be like 2 hours and then 3 hours. I think it's going to be like, hey, we have a 3 hour window. We don't have to fill all 3 hours, but we're going to take it up to a conclusive point of, hey, at 2 hours and 55 minutes, we hit the climax of the show. Everything's been told. We don't have to extend it. We can cut because there's nothing coming out after it. Or if a match is going great and they don't have,
yeah, they can extend it.
You don't have to hard hit go. There's no hard go home of like, hey, if you're not out off the shot at three hours, because we've seen it a couple times this year where it's like, well, there's another minute of content that has happened. You'll be able to still see that minute of content or another 2 minutes of that content if something like a big angle happens and it's like you're not cutting it off. But I don't think it's going to be like a 2 hour or 3 hour week. It's like, I think every week is going to be close to 3 or close to 2.5, whatever the time is they want to make it as a staple. But you'll have wiggle room where it's like you're not going too short or too long. You'll have flexibility, which will be great.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that'll be good. As like you said, especially during Mania season where they can fit everybody in, they can do it a little bit more comfortably, and they won't have to struggle as much. Not that they did this year at all. I think they did it really, really well this year.
They did.
In terms of how they handled the mania build. Like, they got that timing down really, really, really good.
They did. There were a couple ending things that could have gone on another minute or two, and it's like, you could have just sort of did this, or like when Rhea returned for something or whatever, like...
You let the moment breathe.
You let it happen, or you actually see the end result of it, because there was a couple times where it's like, we saw, like, it was the first thing with Liv and Dom. It happened on social because they had the card out, if you remember. Like,
yeah.
Liv kissing Dom for the first time. It happened on social instead of on television because they ran out of time. With the Netflix deal, there's no going to be running out of time. Also, where it would be like, hey, there's a big crowd response for something like Cena's return or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
And the crowd's just chanting for him. They can let that breathe an extra minute because you will have the extra minute of, you know, breathing room.
Well, we assume.
But you won't have to cut something short. You'll be able to have that extra minute of letting the crowd chant or whatnot. You'll have timing where flexibility timing for things. You can't go too far, but you'll have enough. And also, they have to keep in mind with the timing of for the paying audience. Paying audience is still probably paying for a 3-hour show. So you kind of got to deliver it to them. So it's like, we'll know a lot of what's expected of based on, hey, the show starts at 7:30 and it scheduled then after 11. Like, okay, then we know it's still keeping the same timing. Or if their tickets are saying it's over by 10:30, it's like, okay, then you know what to expect. And with WWE, they're very good at giving the people their money's worth in terms of what people are seeing. Because with SmackDown, going to a live SmackDown, it's 2 hours for the live show, and then you're getting a dark match. I don't know if you're getting dark matches that much on Raw anymore, especially with the 3 hours. You may, but I know a lot of it's happening more on SmackDown.
From last time I went to Raw, I don't think they're doing many dark matches anymore. I think they might have done like one just to entertain the crowd before the show, but they usually tape like
before the show,
main event or something like that before the show. So
I was talking,
you're getting wrestling beforehand.
I was talking the after dark, because they still tape main event and they tape speed on there.
Speed.
So. It'll be interesting to see what kind of happens.
But I just want to point it out because I saw it and I kind of alluded to it last week. They did not lose the third hour on USA because it's bad.
No. That rhetoric is so old and overplayed. If it was 3 years ago with Vince, yeah.
But yeah, no. They didn't lose it because of that. They lost it because this wasn't part of the original deal. And they worked this out with USA where it's, hey, we need a place to park our content for like 3-4 months until we go over to Netflix. Can you guys help us out? And since they're trying to maintain good relations with each other because SmackDown is staying on USA or it's moving over to USA and they're all just trying to work together, USA was like, yeah, sure, we'll throw you a little extra money and, you know, yeah, we'll let you air Raw. We need that third hour back.
Yep.
And they were probably like, yeah, okay, cool, let's do it.
They had no choice because they were scrambling to find a spot for Raw.
Yeah, so it was like beggars can't be choosers in that case.
They had to concede the third hour. Because whether the fans like it, the talent currently like it. You want to know what talent really liked it? Your undisputed WWE champion, Cody Rhodes. Cody misses being a part of Raw in the third hour because on SmackDown he gets one segment, maybe two, maybe half another. On Raw he was able to have a segment and a match. He had more time. You had more time for, you could do multiple segments with people. That's the one thing you're going to lose without the third hour. You're going to cut back on some talent.
But potentially, at least we hope, they'll get it back in some capacity variety. Like they'll when they move over to Netflix, they will get that back, we hope.
I believe they pay if they're paying for it, because again, they're paying for a lot, and they'll get it back. They'll get something in regards to more extra time. But you'll see in October and for those 3 months, it's like some of the talent that been getting extra time may not get as much.
Yeah. It may just be focused on the main talent, and that's it.
Like, I'll say this. If Raw was 2 hours, the Wyatt Six probably never got as grand of entrance as they did.
Nope.
I think some of the women are going to take a hit because there's going to be less time. And that's just unfortunate because it's timing where some people won't be featured every week. And that may be sort of a plan too. But they'll have a good, and a lot of the bigger stars will get, you know, featured a bit more. So it's a give and take. We'll see how it goes.
I will say it's happening at a good time because they're moving into the back half of the year. So they really only have to push for like Survivor Series and that's pretty much it. And then after that, it's sort of like into the holidays and the home stretch in terms of like the year. So they can begin to prep for like Netflix and get ready to go on that and not necessarily have to worry or push too hard. You just sort of do like maintenance at that point and basically status quo. And it's you push who you need to push to build up the Netflix stuff and you bring in the stars. Maybe we see people a little less because they're building to Netflix, but that's the sacrifice that's going to have to happen from a business perspective in order to make sure that the Netflix launch is successful because they need that to be successful or as successful as they can make it.
Yes.
So again, that's the whole reason they're doing this. You just can't take your TV off air for 3 or 4 months, whatever it is. 2 months. No, it's 2 months.
3 months. It's 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months. So you can't just take Raw off the air for 3 months. That's just not going to work. Especially since they're limiting, they're beginning to cut back on house shows as well. So you need to you need to be smart about this. But this is going to be weird because I kind of wonder, because I was thinking about this too, because we're both old at this stage. How many people remember 2 hour Raws?
Of the audience currently watching? That's a good question because
they've been 3 hours for a long time.
12 years now. We're in the 12th year of 3 hours. It's a long time.
So many people will remember the 2 hour Raws, but I wonder how many actually do and remember how difficult it was, because there was when Raw first went 3, I remember it because there was a big push for SmackDown to go 3 as well. There was a bunch of rumors that SmackDown was potentially going to go 3 as well, and that never materialized. Although they could have gotten that third hour back, just put it on SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean that's a rumor, but if it happens, it won't be until January if it does. But I don't think they got the third hour. I don't think you want the third hour on a Friday. That's bad ratings.
Yeah, I hate it's on a Friday for a lot of reasons. But yeah, I don't foresee them putting it on a Friday at 3 hours. I just really don't. Now,
it's hard to do 3 hours on a Friday.
Yeah, it's especially from 8 to 11 on a Friday. That's pretty much when everybody's going out to dinner, going out and getting drinks, you know, whatever they want to do on a Friday night. So it's it's tricky. It's a very, very, very tricky spot. And they've done well with it, but it's I hate the fact that they moved it to Fridays. I freaking hate that they moved it to Fridays. Because I never really get to see it anymore. I could go back and watch it on replay if I really wanted to, but nah. But yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
We will.
But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
That will do it for us here live on The Rack tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's WTR. WTR presents GM Battles. Me and Brent. Battling out WWE 2K24. Friday night, or Saturday night, is going to be game night. We're doing Uno as of now. So tune in at 10 p.m. Eastern. Followed by CBR Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to play ChatGPT Says on that in the show. Sunday, it's Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. There is no post show this Monday because we're going to be watching football because the Eagles play the Falcons. So that means one thing, we're reviewing Raw next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, as a part of The Rack. Tune in for that. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. This is Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search The Rack Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card market stock or
Lin's M Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop, every gamester, when you buy Dead Wolverine, Black Cat, Carol G, and everything else, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, L-I-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimpleLynnsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok, LynnsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211, and like and subscribe and tell him we said hi. And I will just plead with the Atlanta Falcons, please do not embarrass us in front of the Philadelphians. Please, please, please don't. They'll laugh at us. What? And they'll throw batteries at us and tell us Santa's not real, so please, please don't embarrass us in front of the Philadelphians. But yeah, with that, we're gonna go. So he's Rock and I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack right here on MalltalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.